You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The program is Hospice Vision. And, we all know Hospice Vision as an organization that has compassion with people. And the theme at Hospice Vision is touching lives, bringing hope. And so today I've got the CEO of Hospice Vision with us in the studio. And Anna-Marie, welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
That's Anna-Marie, Dr. Anna-Marie Oberholzer. Anna-Marie, we've got some exciting news about what has happened at Hospice Vision. Please share that with us.
Yes. We've recently learned that we've received a grant from the John Templeton Foundation in the United States. And there's a lot. It's a three-year grant, and there's a lot that we're going to do and that we're going to plan for the next 3 years with this grant. So it's a very exciting time for us.
Now, when you've got, and from the sound of it, it's quite a lot of money, but what are you going to do with it?
We've got two main objectives. The first one is to grow the scholarly field of spirituality and health. As we've previously had a discussion on this, one of these broadcast sessions, a lot is happening with regards to research in the field of spirituality and health. And now we're going to receive funding so that we can fund research studies in the field of spirituality and health. And this will not only be for master's and doctoral students, but also for established academics at universities where they will receive funding for their research studies in spirituality and health. Now also to have a platform where we can share these studies. The Templeton Foundation will also help us in presenting conferences. So we're going to have an annual conference this year and next year, at least for 2 years, maybe a third. And then where we will give the opportunity for people to present research. Now, during this, it will be a two-day conference. We're planning. We'll see how it goes. But we still need to start planning this conference. But what we expect is to be for 2 days, the conference for 2 days. And then the day before the conference, we're going to have a workshop on how to do research in spirituality and health. Now, spirituality and health is a very interesting field because you can have people from theology, from health sciences, from psychology, different fields merging. And it's difficult to do research. It's difficult to find a common ground on how do you do research. And there's a lot of questionnaires and scales available that people are not aware of. So for 1 day before the conference, we're just going to focus on equipping people to do research in this field, academic research. And then we'll have the 2 day presentations. We also get a sponsor from the Templeton Foundation to bring in someone, an international presenter. So the name will be announced shortly after we've agreed with certain people to attend these conferences from overseas. But that is also very exciting. So that we can really also get in line with what is happening and hear what is happening internationally in this field.
If I could just backtrack for a moment. You talk about spirituality and health. The spirituality, is that Christian spirituality that you're talking about?
Yes. Peter, Hospice Vision is a Christian organization. So we work with people in healthcare with different religions. But the majority of the research and the focus is on Christian spirituality. And our focus within Hospice Vision and our courses that we present is with a Christian focus.
Yeah, but we're working in a public hospital, obviously you cannot refuse anybody.
Yes. So we attend to everyone in the public healthcare sector. And then with regards to get back to the conference we're going to do, after the conference, there will be a one-day post-conference workshop with the topic Holistic Healing, Merging Spiritual Care with Medical Practice. And that is where we will look at, okay, we have this conference now, we listened at all the presentation, the research has been done, how are we going to apply that in healthcare and make it practical? So that is very exciting. We had a similar seminar in 2023 where the Department of Health nationally, as well as the Gauteng Department of Health and the Gauteng MEC of Health were present, and it's something similar that we're planning to get Department of Health involved to see how can we reach out and focus on the spiritual support of patients in healthcare. And then to sustain the impact and growth of this field by focusing on sharing research not only with academics through conferences but on social media with the general public.
So it'll be like grassroots level so that everybody can understand, yes, not only academics.
Yes, and we will start sharing the facts and what is coming out from research, and because it is so interesting, as in the Western countries there's currently a move away from religion, and it's actually in these countries that the field of spirituality and health research is booming, because people start to realize they're moving away from religion, but now they're lacking something. They're not coping as well, they're not doing so well, and they look at other people who still have a religion, who's religious, who go to church, who pray and worship God, and they realize but they're missing something. And
there's a link between the
there's
two.
There's definitely a link, yes, and research is seeing that. Research is showing that for us, and that is what makes it so exciting. So this research field is actually booming overseas, especially in the countries where they're starting to move away from research because they realize they actually need God in their lives.
Mm.
And then, yes, then the other, this is the one leg, the one objective that we'll focus on. And the other one is capacity building and training opportunities. So training at Hospivision, and I know, Peter, you're always advertising the training courses of Hospivision, but the training in Hospivision is going to change. So we're going to start training, developing first a qualification program for hospital chaplains. And that is to make sure that we've got properly trained hospital chaplains, and this training specifically will be from a Christian perspective. In the training, they will also include different religions. How do you work with people from different religions? But it's primarily a Christian-based a qualification for hospital chaplains. It will be SAQA accredited, registered at QCTO, the South African Quality Council for Trades and Occupations. And then also the hospital chaplains, because that was one of the main concerns from the Department of Health when we had discussions with them, is first of all the training, and second of all, where are these chaplains registered to maintain the professional standards and to ensure continuous education. And we've already started discussions with the Council for Pastoral and Spiritual Counselors, CPC. They are one of the councils that falls under the Association of Christian Religious Practitioners, ACRP, and they will register and oversee the hospital chaplains then that we train.
Now, as an entry-level qualification, does it have to be a pastor who's qualified in order to qualify for this chaplain course?
No, we still need to develop that, so it will be an NQF level. So you will need prior a training like matric, I'm not sure, or relevant. The QCTO also focus on practical experience, and they take that into consideration as well, not necessarily just your academic qualifications. So, but that the finer details we still need to establish on exactly what level, but you don't need to be a pastor, no. This is from basics that we train you how to do pastoral counseling, specifically then for the sick. And then the Hospivision courses this year will go on as it has previously been done. From next year, when we have the program for the hospital chaplains, the modules that the chaplains are doing will then replace the current Hospivision training. So people will still be able to do courses in this field, but it will be one of the modules. So the modules will be available separately, and you can only do one module if you want, or if you want to enroll for the chaplains. That's the idea that we have. So we see how that goes forward as we're developing this course. But the Templeton Foundation also is going to sponsor the Hospivision training. Either the training that we're presenting this year, the Spiritual Care and Counseling for the Sick course, the Holistic Care and Support for Sick and Vulnerable Children, addressing spirituality and palliative care, all those courses that Hospice Vision has. So Templeton Grant will cover the courses for this year, as well as if people want to do some of the modules for next year.
Yeah, no, if people are subsidized like that, does it mean they don't pay anything?
We're probably going to ask them a small registration fee, but it will not be the full fee. And then very exciting, can I just quickly do our time just for one last thing we're going to do with the grant is to sponsor a workshop for healthcare providers, healthcare workers. Peter, I'm sure you're aware of the negative publicity out there and how the healthcare workers are suffering, how their morale is so low. So we're going to try and change that. And we're going to develop a 4 to 5 hours workshop free of charge for the hospital's staff where Hospice Vision is working, that focus on the understanding of the importance of spirituality in patient care and also emphasize self-care for healthcare workers and encourage them to reignite their own purpose in life and to help them prevent burnout and maintaining emotional resilience within themselves.
That's quite exciting. So what we're doing now is getting the staff of hospitals involved and touching their lives and giving hope.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. I think it's very exciting what's lying ahead and we wish you everything of the best and, let's see what God is going to do.
Absolutely.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes, thank you, Peter.
Well, I was speaking to Dr. Anna-Marie Kuberholzer from Hospice Vision, CEO, and very exciting developments there. And if you're interested in the courses, do inquire. And we've only got the promise that it'll be a small contribution. So the 1,000 plus Rand that we used to pay is going to come down substantially. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The program is Hospice Vision. And as usual, it's time for our devotion. I'm going to share with you from Acts chapter 1, verse 8, a well-known verse, where Jesus says, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." As we were listening to this amazing testimony of Dr. Anna-Marie about how abundantly God has provided for the work for Hospice Vision, I was just thinking, God has equipped and enabled Hospice Vision to do the work that God has called them to do. I always love to say it, where God guides, He provides. Where He leads, He feeds. God is faithful in every way. But so often I hear people say that God does not provide. Is this true? We need to go back and check first two things. First, are we really being called to do what we are doing? And secondly, are we in His will with our specific requests? In our scripture reading, Jesus promises that believers will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on them. That's great, and it sounds wonderful, and we all desire that power. And so often I've received emails and requests from people who ask me to pray that they may have the power of healing. But that's not what it's all about. There is a second part of the promise of the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised the Holy Spirit with a condition and a purpose. And our scripture reading says, "And you will be my witnesses." You know, when I put fuel in my car, I do so with the purpose of driving it somewhere. If I do not intend driving it anywhere, it would be stupid to put full fuel in the car. In the same way, Jesus baptizes us with His Holy Spirit and empowers us with a purpose. He equips and enables us to do what we are called to do for Him. By giving Hospice Vision the grant, He has empowered us to do what we have been called to do. In the same way, Jesus can enable you to do what He has called you to do. If He has called you to encourage people by His love, He will empower you with lots of love. If He wants you to support some worthy cause financially, He will provide and empower you with the necessary finances. Although He does sometimes give those finances after you have been obedient. Because God wants you and me to also be His witnesses, He empowers us with His Holy Spirit. But only if we are willing to go and be His witnesses wherever we may be, like in the workplace or in church or wherever you may be. But more than that, when we are His witnesses in places where people do not believe, He does signs and wonders to confirm what we say. I'm reminded of a Christian speaking to an atheist. The atheist refused to believe, and the Christian said, "What would have to happen for you to believe?" The atheist replied, "If my mother calls me in the next 10 minutes and apologizes for what she has done to me, I will believe." The Christian said, "I will pray for that now with you." He did pray with the atheist, and the moment he said amen, the atheist's cell phone rang, his mother. She apologized. She had come to receive Jesus Christ the day before. The atheist immediately also received Christ and believed. God can and does do signs and wonders to confirm that He is God. Let's pray together. Lord, we do believe. We are willing to obey and do what You have called us to do. We thank You for that privilege. Amen. I'd like to invite you to, just for a moment, sit back and enjoy the music that I'm going to play for you.